Welcome to the Manifestation Therapy Podcast. I'm Judy. I am a manifestation coach, a clinical social worker, and a trauma therapist. And today we're going to dive deep into a topic that so many of us live with every single day. Anxiety. We're not just talking about a feeling of worry or stress. We're going to explore what anxiety actually is in the body and the brain, and how it differs from trauma triggers and how it shapes life long term if it's left unresolved. And most importantly, how to begin shifting it through awareness, regulation, and healing. If you've ever felt like you're stuck in a constant state of tension, like you can't turn off your thoughts or like peace is something for other people to have, this episode is for you. I am also going to be doing a 4-week anxiety group coming up soon. So if you're interested in ongoing sessions, there will be 4 for the first cohort ever at the introductory price of $280 for all 4 sessions, which is just a little bit over what I usually charge for one-on-one, for one session. If you want to sign up, you can go to my website at www.manifestationtherapy.com. So what is anxiety really? Let's start by defining it. So I always say the 4 N's. Name it, notice it, normalize it, nurture it. Naming what anxiety actually is understanding the difference between anxiety and trauma triggers. Anxiety is not an emotion itself. It's actually a state of activation in the body. If your nervous system is saying something might go wrong, so let's prepare for danger. It's the way of anticipating what's coming. At its core, anxiety is the body's anticipatory response to a perceived threat. So whether that threat is physical, emotional, or imagined, doesn't really matter. When your brain senses possible danger, it activates the sympathetic branch of your autonomic nervous system. So that's the fight, flight, freeze, or fawn response. When this happens, your heart rate might increase, your muscles tense, your breathing becomes shallow or rapid, your blood flow moves away from your digestive system and towards your limbs so that you can actually run or fight. So it actually has a survival need in the body. This is a brilliant and proactive design. It's evolutionary's way of keeping us alive. But the problem is that when the system gets stuck on, anxiety stops being protective and actually starts to be painful. From the neuroscience perspective, and I love neuroscience, anxiety is deeply tied to a part of the brain called the amygdala. That's your internal alarm system. The amygdala is this little almond-shaped part, kind of just above the neck. It's in your limbic system of your brain, and it has no memory other than emotion. It's actually your emotion control center. So when the amygdala senses danger, whether it's subtle danger, like the tone of a voice, or an uncomfortable silence, or the way someone's looking at you, or an activated danger, like the bear in the corner, it sends a message to the hypothalamus. And that triggers the release of a stress hormone, which could be cortisol or adrenaline. But here's the problem. The amygdala doesn't know the difference between an actual bear in the corner and a critical email. So between childhood rejection and adult uncertainty, between a memory and a real threat. And if you have ADHD and you've had criticism your entire life, this can seem like there's a bear in every corner. So your body reacts to life as if it's in constant siege. There's constant attacks coming, even if it's only perceived. And the body's language of anxiety, it's not in your mind, it's in your body. So you might feel anxiety like a racing heart, tight chest, tight something in your throat, restlessness. You might have stomach issues or nausea, or your shoulders just might constantly feel tight. Your jaw might become tense. You might get a lot of headaches, stomach aches. Maybe you have insomnia, whether that's trouble getting to sleep or trouble staying asleep. Even nightmares. So these are all physical signs that your body is trying to complete a stress response, but it just doesn't feel safe enough to do so. It's your body's way of giving you a message that it's not in your head, it's in your nervous system. So your thoughts kind of end up spiraling a lot of the times with anxiety. You end up having the what ifs, the catastrophizing, the overanalyzing. They are just your mind's attempt to explain what's happening in the body. The mind says, I must be thinking something scary. But in reality, it's your body that's already fired the signal. So this is why mindset work alone does not work for chronic anxiety. You cannot talk your way out of what your body believes is a threat. You just can't do it. That's why trauma therapy does not work with talk therapy. Because first of all, that's in this part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex. But second of all, it's because you cannot trick thoughts. Maybe for a little while. But long term, it'll come back. Because it's stuck in your body. It's stuck in your nervous system. There's a difference between anxiety and trauma triggers. Quite a big one. And this is where it's so important to recognize. Because anxiety and trauma are not the same thing. Even though they live together, they are not the same. Anxiety is the anticipation of something going wrong. It's what's coming at me is going to be scary. Trauma triggers are the re-experiencing of something that already was scary. So when you're feeling anxious, your brain is predicting the future threat, often based on past learning. When you're triggered, your brain and body are reliving a stored experience that your nervous system never fully processed. So for example, anxiety might say, what if I fail this test? And a trauma trigger says, this test feels like the most important moment in school I had when I was being humiliated. It feels like when I got bullied or when that teacher told me I was a failure. Anxiety is future-focused and trauma triggers are past-based, but both use the same pathways in the nervous system and kind of in the brain. And that's why they feel so similar. In trauma, the amygdala is hypersensitized. The hippocampus, which handles memory, and the prefrontal cortex, which handles logic and is your adult brain, these go offline. So the body doesn't actually remember time. It just remembers the threat. Let's talk about the neuroscience of chronic anxiety. Because what happens when anxiety becomes chronic, when your nervous system stays in this heightened state for years, can be detrimental to your health. Over time, the brain's neural circuits for threat detection become overdeveloped. So the amygdala grows more active and sensitive. And then the prefrontal cortex, the part of your brain that helps you reason, make decisions, regulate emotions a little bit, impulse control, it becomes less dominant. And this means your brain literally becomes wired for vigilance. Physiologically, chronic anxiety keeps the HPA axis, which I'm not even going to say, but the HPA axis, look it up, on high alert when you have chronic anxiety. So this constant drip of cortisol and adrenaline, it begins to affect your body. It also sends neuropeptides to store in your body. And we see increased inflammation, impaired digestion and immunity, hormonal imbalances, fatigue and burnout. And even cognitive issues like poor focus, poor memory, anxiety and depression diagnoses. You end up having chronic diagnoses of illnesses in your body because literally the anxiety is storing in your different organs, which include muscle, skin, the fascia, bones, organs. So it's not just about psychological distress, it's physical wear and tear on your body. And this is sometimes called allostatic load, the cost of your body paying for being in survival mode for too long. So how does anxiety shape our lives? Unresolved anxiety subtly dictates how we live. It determines what we say yes or no to. It limits creativity and blocks intuition. And it can make love feel unsafe, rest feel impossible, and success feel undeserved. It can end friendships, it can end relationships, it can split apart families, it can cause you to not succeed because you expect the failure. Many people live their entire lives in what's called functional anxiety. They may appear calm and confident, but their nervous system is always buzzing beneath the surface. This is often mistaken for personality, I'm just a worrier. I'm just busy. I just care a lot. I just have ADHD. But it's actually dysregulation. And you don't have to live with it. In childhood, when we don't have co-regulation, meaning if we don't have a calm caregiver who helps our system reset, if our bodies learn overthinking, controlling, or pleasing may help us to self-regulate, that pattern becomes an adult anxiety. So anxiety isn't a flaw. It's actually learned adaptation. Now, some anxiety is needed. We need to prepare for things. So sometimes we need to know the possibility of what's coming may be scary. We need to survive the threat if it's real. That's our survival response. But sometimes it's just perceived or imagined, and we overanalyze, catastrophize. But we can heal anxiety, and we can find the path back to safety. Healing anxiety begins with understanding the language of your nervous system. You can't heal what you judge. You can only heal what you listen to. So here are some key ways to begin shifting your relationship with anxiety. First of all, it's about naming. Name the feeling. Name the sensation, not just the emotion. So instead of saying, I'm feeling anxious, try, I'm feeling anxious because, and my chest feels tight. My stomach feels heavy. This brings the experience out of the story and into awareness. So you name the emotion and you notice where it's happening and how. And then you want to normalize it. So you want to regulate through your body, not just the mind. Practice things like slow breathing. You can shake, you can move your body, you can hum, you can imagine grounding. You can even do some bilateral movement or listen to some binaural beats. Sound really helps. The vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is the part of you, there's two nerves that go through your parasympathetic nervous system to help you calm. It helps ground you. It helps you know that you're safe. And then you also want to nurture it by taking care of yourself and create predictability. So the anxious brain loves structure, routines, rituals, and preparation for lowering that threat response. But sometimes it's also about preparing for the unpredictable. You want to strengthen your prefrontal cortex. So through different mindful practicing, journaling and writing, slowing down your thinking, teaching your brain to re-engage logic during those emotional activations will help you put your brain back together so that you can better control your nervous system. And then you also want to seek co-regulation. So healing happens in safe relationships. And that means find yourself a therapist, a coach, a group, or even just a trusted friend who can help your body remember to be calm when it needs to be. There's also a spiritual layer, and we can have anxiety invited. From a spiritual and manifestation lens, anxiety is not a punishment. It's actually a message. So it's your higher self saying, you've been living outside your alignment for too long. Anxiety pulls your attention inward, back to your needs, your truth, your energy, and boundaries. When we interpretate anxiety as a failure, when we become ashamed for having it, we fight it. And when we interpretate it as feedback, we can heal, we can grow, we can expand, and we can accept who we are as a whole. So if this resonates with you, if you've been living in that constant hum of fear, fatigue, or emotional exhaustion, know that there's another way. Healing anxiety doesn't happen overnight, but it does happen. And that's exactly why I created this upcoming 4-week anxiety healing group. A space where I will teach you how to regulate your nervous system, understand your triggers, and reconnect with your body's innate sense of safety and power. We're going to go deeper into these neuroscience principles and combine them with somatic and mindfulness tools. It's not just another breathing group. We're going to help rewrite your internal story so peace can become your new baseline. It's 4 weeks of transformation, connection, and clarity for just a little more than the cost of a single session. You can join through the link in show notes or message me at the word anxiety on Instagram or go to my website and a pop-up will come up. or it's at the top of every page. Because you're not broken, you're remembering safety, and that changes everything. So I'll see you in the next episode. And until then, take a deep breath, speak gently to yourself. You deserve it. You are worthy. You are enough. And you're already healing.